What's going on, guys? Today we're talking about marketing for general contractors. Yes, marketing for contractors. Stay tuned. All right, what's going on, guys? Today we're talking about marketing for general contractors. Today I'm actually shooting my video for, I'm driving. I'm in Brooklyn. It's taking me a little bit of time to get out of here because I'm trying to get back to Jersey. But I figure, you know, why not just talk to you as I'm shooting this video. We're talking about marketing for general contractors. And I noticed here in Brooklyn, there's a lot of real estate activities going on. And I figure, why not, you know? So let's dive into it. There are three acronyms I want you to kind of like pay attention to. So I'm going to be looking at my navigation here, looking at you at the same time. And we're just going to have some fun talking about this, okay? All right, so there are three acronyms I want you to pay attention to, and that's PPP, CCC, ILDT, okay? That's PPP, CCC, ILDT. I'm assuming that you're landing on this video because you need more clients. You need to get more calls coming through your business, okay? You want more projects. You want to get more busier, right? After all, that's why you're in business. How sweet would it be? How would it feel, right? If you can have a call, a solid call coming in every day, okay? Maybe three, right? Three requests for estimates coming in every day. And you go make an estimate and you nail one or two contracts every now and then to the point that you can handle all of them, right? And then you got to have maybe multiple project managers and things like that. How nice would that be, right? And that's what I want to teach you on this video. I want to get into some details on how you can build a business system out of your general contractor business, right? Most general contractors are a one-man business. In other words, it's worse than making a salary because sometimes they have a good month, they have bad months, and then, you know, they're struggling. They go to the meetings, real estate investors, you know, people are playing around. But if you run it like a whole business, like a real business, life can be a lot more easier, and you can have some really, you can be in a position to hire some other professionals to help you run the business. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about running the business systems, a business system, okay? So with that being said, let me go over that again. The three acronyms that I'm going to share with you that you're going to use to help you build your business, okay? Now, you are quite aware today that most people are not opening the yellow books anymore, right? They're not looking for general contractors on yellow books. Uh-oh. You see that? That's all right. So this is New York City. Somebody just tried to cut the light, so I had to be the responsible one. All right. I'm going to try to pay attention, okay? But I'm not looking at you. Just watch me because I got to, you know, keep looking at. Thank God I was looking at the road, right? So anyway, yeah. Most people are not finding you in the yellow books anymore. They're not calling 411 to find you. They're going on Google to search. And then what they find on Google determines if they're going to hire you or not. So if you don't have a strong presence on the internet, then by default, you're going to lose, right? And that's probably one of the reasons. Maybe if you've been struggling, you're not getting customers, maybe your presence is not strong enough. And having a local listing on Google is not enough these days anymore because, again, man, think about it. You have so many competition, right? You have a whole lot of people. It's so clear right now, right? You have a whole lot of people that are general contractors as well, right? So you being listed on the local listings in Google doesn't help because everyone else is listed on there as well, right? So there's a little bit extra something you got to do, okay? A little bit extra. But I promise you it's going to be worth it if you dedicate and you commit to it and make it a part of your business model. It's going to be completely worth it because you're going to dominate heavily. You're going to dominate your business arena. You're going to dominate your local area. Literally, you can have every project going on in your neighborhood under your umbrella, okay? So that's what I want to share with you. The first three P's, the PPP, is product, process, and people, right? Now, if you've ever seen the show CNBC, The Profit, with markers on there, then you know what I'm talking about. You know, every business is broken down into those three P's, all right? you have a product, which is essentially the service you provide, then the people you're trying to target, right? Because the money you're going to make is coming from the hands of another person. That's just the bottom line. It's coming from somebody else, okay? The money you're going to be making is coming from somebody else, okay? Somebody is ready right now to pay money for your service, aka the product, right? But in between the product and the people, there's a process that's needed to connect both of you together, okay? Finding the people is marketing, right? Having the people find you is actually better, right? If they can find you rather than you looking for them or making cold calls, it's better that the people find you, and it's a lot more easier to do that these days, obviously, because people go on Google, they search, and really all you want to be is you want to be present when they go on Google to search, right? And again, like I said, being on the local listings on the map is just not good enough because everybody else, your competition, your competitors are on there as well, right? So you need a little bit more, okay? You need a little bit more, especially from a standpoint of choices, okay? People have so many choices, then it's just as good as Yellow Book. But I want to teach you something that will allow you to dominate, that will make it a no-brainer for the people to pick you, okay? Make it a no-brainer for the people to pick you, all right? And that's the process, and that's the P. And the process, I'm going to break down the process into what I call the three C's. That's the CCC. Remember the acronym I told you in the beginning? We're going to break that down to three C's now, okay? Those three C's simply means It means create, capture, and convert, okay? Create, capture, and convert. Create, what are you creating, okay? When it comes to creating, we're going to break creating down into these three letters, ILDT, okay? Invest, learn, do, and teach. Invest, learn, do, and teach. Now, invest, learn, do, and teach. You're already doing, okay? If somebody calls you right now, you're a general contractor, like I said. If somebody calls you, you know what to do. I hope you're an expert and you know what you're doing when it comes to general contracting, right? Hopefully, right? So I'm sure you do, okay? But clearly, that's not enough to get you more business. You need marketing, and that's what we're talking about right now, right? So invest. You got to invest time in, obviously, learning, right? Invest time, possibly money, in learning everything you can learn about the people, okay? Now, for your business model, I'm going to talk about the people. There's a pain, okay? There's a pain. There are questions that people have. There are pain. There are problems that people have with regards to the solution that your services bring to the marketplace, okay? General contractors, maybe you build, right? Well, somebody is looking to answer the question, where is general contractors in my local area? You want to be the person answering that question. But you can dig a little bit deeper because, again, like I said, everyone else is answering that simple question. Where are the general contractors? Here am I, right? Everyone else, the competitors, are doing that. But there are some questions, right, or things that you can find out about the people that will typically need you or people that could refer people to you, okay? And topics relating around a house, a property, a real estate property, foundation, issues that people run into, pipelines, plumbing, things like that, right? You want to be the person answering the question for these people already, okay? And that's where the teaching comes to play. So you're investing, you're learning about the people, right? You already do, you know how to do, okay? So you're already busy, and you probably will get busier, right? But you want to teach, okay? You want to teach on the internet in very short videos such as this one, short 8 to 12 minute videos, little tips about how people can maintain their house, okay? And it's just like a TV show. Think about it, right? Your favorite TV show. Your favorite TV show is telling a story, they're entertaining you, but in between, like every 15 minutes, they plug in advertising, right? They plug in commercials, right? It's the same thing with your business. You're entertaining, you're educating at the same time. Is that making sense? You're entertaining and you're educating at the same time, but people already know. I mean, you will make people know. You will tell them you're a general contractor in a local area, right? But you are now increasing your value in their eyes. You're painting yourself as the expert in the area. And if people decide, think about it. If they see one person listed on Google, but they see this other person listed, but this person has a ton of videos teaching them everything they need to know, about the condition of their property, how to maintain their property and stuff like that. Who do you think they're going to hire, okay? They're going to hire you. It's just like this. If you go to Amazon.com and there are products and one has 1,000 good reviews and the other one has no reviews or has negative reviews, right? They're going to hire the reviews. You know, the only one thing that's stronger than reviews is when you're actually the expert that's teaching the marketplace, okay? If you're the expert, right, and you're taking the time to shoot this series of videos or you write articles about the issues that people go through that's related to your business, they're going to trust you more because you've taken the time to give value. And you're only creating this value one time, but this value or video or articles continue to bring in customers for you because they're essentially baits. Okay, and I'm talking about valuable baits, not just baits, right? When people bite on them, they trust you more than the competitors and you win. So ILDT, invest, learn, do, teach. You're creating when you do that. The second C, okay? So we talked about PPP, product, process, people, right? We're now talking about process. We're breaking up process into three C's, and that's create, capture, convert. We just talked about create. Invest, learn, do, and teach. ILDT. Let's talk about capture, right? Once you create all this content and it's all over the place, right? You want to capture people's contact information, right? Because attention span is low on the internet, okay? So you want to capture their information and you want to be able to continue to serve them, okay? You capture their audience, you capture their attention, you capture their contact information. That's how you do that, okay? So how do you do that? You got to give them something of value in exchange for their contact information. So it could be a very nice packaging of your last 20 pieces of article or video. You could offer that to them. Typically, you want this to be valued at around $100. If people were to pay for this value, or if they were to make mistakes that's related to not knowing the information and the value, it will cost them $100 or more. So $100 value, you give it away for free, and you say, hey, you can go download this on my website, give me your contact information, right? Or you could say, here's a coupon for 10% off the next time you or somebody you refer to me decide to do business with me. Something of value, right? You give it away in exchange for contact information and you build your list. Building your list is the key to dominating in your marketplace, because when you build a list, you get to market to that list for free for the rest of the life. And some of those people may not need you, but the people, their loved ones may need you. Then you start creating referrals. And you can also create even new baits to get them to refer people to you. You can give them 10% off. You can give away 10% coupon off. You can give away a downloadable on things to avoid to make sure that the house doesn't get rusty way too soon, right? Or a property, how to maintain a property, how to maintain the pipelines. You can give away all this type of tips, okay? I'm still in Brooklyn trying to get out and get into New Jersey, okay? So it's nice that you're spending this time with me, by the way. All right, so think about it. That's right there, you're capturing the information, okay? Now, the last C, which is the last part about all of this, right, is convert. You know, all these people need to become customers. Not all of them, but you need enough customers coming out of this whole process so you can stay busy, so you can dominate your marketplace, so you can have requests for estimates, so you can be closing deals on new contracts every single day from time to time, right? So you need to convert this whole process into sales, into paying customers, sometimes repeat customers, sometimes referral customers, right? You need to convert that. How do you do that? Well, the good news is that everything you've been doing so far has been helping you, has been building equity towards that, okay? And one of the major mistakes that most people make is try to hard close people. In this time and age, people have choices, and you don't have to try to hard close people. People have choices, and you can't really hard close them anyway because they have more than enough information in their palms, including other people's contact information, and they have choices. But how do you persuade people to make you the default choice? Okay, that's essentially all the process up to now. Remember, you're creating value, you're giving them what they want, because if you give people what they want, they will want more at any price that you charge. So let's say somebody else is charging for the same amount of work, somebody is charging $11,000, right? Just because your brand is such a huge thing out there and everybody see that you're the expert, and they now all of a sudden have built this trust equity for you, right? You could charge $16,000, but they'll still want to pay for you because people don't mind paying for quality. Why? Because you built that equity, because you stored, you did all that information, you did it properly. You gave value first, you led with value, right? And then all this information that you have all over the internet continue to bring customers to you, because when people search for certain solutions with regards to their houses and stuff like that, your video pops up, right? And they now find out that, oh, that's that guy over there. That's the guy who knows this stuff. Let me see here. I'm trying to make an exit here, so we got to do this right. Yeah. All right. So it's Brooklyn. It's New York City. This is how it goes. All right. So because you've been giving all this value, conversion is easy, okay? Conversion is easy. Now, you're going to be bringing in so much people. You're teaching all these people, right? See, teaching is a big part of leverage, because we're talking about leverage now. I'm switching to leverage for a second, okay? So part of my personal one word is leverage. And yeah, you may be that kind of person, you want to do everything by yourself. Well, then you will you always have a cap over your income, because there's only, you can only be in one place at any point in time. But you can also teach other people, right, how to do this business, and you can hire them, and then you can have, as you know, as you're going to have a lot of people. If you follow that process, the PPP, the CCC, and the ILDT, you're going to have a lot of customers coming in. But you'll be in a position to teach other people how to do the business, or you can hire other people, and then you have leverage. You're making money from other people's time, and you're making money even though you're not there, right? Because they're following your own system, okay? So why would all these people be finding you, right? Because you're creating content around things that people are already searching for, okay? How do you know what people are searching for? That's something that we cover in detail in our free class, and I want to invite you to come into that free class and learn how to do that, okay? I cover that in details with a bunch of case studies of people that are doing very well with their business. It doesn't matter what type of business it is, general contractor, a coach, a consultant, a real estate person, they need this to get into this class, okay? Essentially, I cover the details of how to generate free traffic and free leads on the internet on a regular, consistent basis. Especially if you're in a local place, nobody is dominating your local area right now. And really, all you have to do is plug in on this training, implement. I broke it down to simple, very simple pieces. If you ever watch any video on YouTube, you're watching one right now, right? If you ever watch any video on YouTube and you're constantly, think about using that to build your business. You see, that's one, right? Chances are maybe you don't even know about that. But even if you know about that, there are specific ways of targeting people on the internet by designing what you talk about around what people are already searching for, okay? And when you do that, you're connecting the people with your product seamlessly, and you don't have to hard close anybody. People are just signing up with you because you're probably the only one showing up for this, because I promise you, an average person, they're not doing it, and guess what that means? You're the only one present in your marketplace, and you're dominating, because the number one factor I'm going to share with you in the class is consistency, right? And this is something you need to, even if you don't have the time, let's say you're big enough already and you don't have the time, you can hire somebody to do this activity for you for $2, $3 an hour, and you can dominate your marketplace, have everybody calling you for their project. How sweet would that be? So right now on this video, you see the link, okay? You can type it directly into the URL directly into your browser, or you can just click on the link in the description box. It's olatalks.com/mastermind, where you will learn how to generate free traffic from the internet for your business on a regular basis, ongoing, endless signups in your business, okay? If you want to learn how to do that, get in the class. If you like this video, you have other friends that you think may be able to benefit from this video, please share it with them. And please, if you like what I've said so far and you think you can apply it to your business, doesn't matter what type of business, by the way, give me a thumbs up. If you have questions specific enough, give me, put them in the comment box below. I'm actually going through a bridge called Verrazano here. Is this Verrazano or Brooklyn Bridge? I'm not sure. But I'm just following the navigation. But I got out of Brooklyn finally. Okay. Thank you for helping me get out of it. But yeah, give me a thumbs up, share, like, comment. But more importantly, reserve your seat in the class, in the free class. It's olatalks.com/mastermind. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I had fun. I'm out of the... Let me show you where I'm at. Let's see if I can show you. All right. See that? See the bridge? So I made it out. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.